All right, since you all have a sermon outline to follow along with me and your bulletins this morning, I wanted to also say hello and welcome to my mother, Deborah Goulad, who is here with us from Michigan. My stepfather couldn't join her because he has not had the best health lately, and so we continue to pray for him, but welcome home, Mom. So. Praise God, saints. What is our sermon title today? The Impact of a Father. So, saints, let us begin in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to take the time to recognize just how special fathers truly are. We thank you for allowing us to recognize how special grandfathers are and all of our men really are. Thank you for allowing us the gift of our fathers here at Glenville New Life Community Church. And thank you for touching their hearts to allow them to share their gifts and talents. Lord, we pray that through this message, we are all challenged to grow, to learn, and to become better equipped as men and women and young people for you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name that we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. And happy Father's Day. Today is the day that has been set aside, especially to celebrate and honor our fathers. Amen. This is a day that we are able to say thank you for all the hard work, the sacrifices, and the dedication of our fathers. But sadly, saints, this day of celebration is not always met with enthusiasm. Many of us don't even realize that from the very first time that Father's Day was suggested, people laughed. It's in the history books. People laughed when they said we should have a Father's Day. When someone suggested that there was an idea of a Mother's Day, everyone went, hooray! But when people said we should have a Father's Day, people joked, they made fun, they became sarcastic. They even put it in the local newspapers, cartoons that were degrading about Father's Day. Can you imagine? It took many, many years just to make Father's Day a national holiday. That's pretty sad. It's even interesting for us here at Glenville New Life and those that belong to the Presbyterian Church that Father's Day was first suggested in a church, and not just any church, but a Presbyterian church. And it was suggested by a young woman named Sonora. You see, Sonora's father had been in the Civil War, and he had been a war hero, and he had married a woman, and they had six children. And at the end of that sixth child, when that last child was born, the mother passed away in childbirth. And the father faced a very difficult decision, but he said, I can do this. I can raise my children. I can love my children. I can provide for my children, even though and especially since their mother is no longer here. So as a way of saying thank you, Sonora, her sisters and brothers, they wanted a special day to honor their father. But since they really, truly had to fight all the way up to Congress itself just to have a day that we call Father's Day. So we're glad for her battle. We're glad that her and her sisters and brothers fought for this day so that we can have a day that we can say thank you about. You know, saints, in my house, we have what I call the Father's Day rules. And I tell my kids, rule number one is that today is not about us. Today is all about your dad. I tell them rule number two, that it is okay to tell your father and any other men in our lives that they are fantastic, that they are wonderful, special, great, and amazing, and of course that they look good. Tell them words like, you're splendid. And you know, I gotta confess, my kids will look at me and say, what? Tell daddy what? No, we don't wanna tell daddy that. But I tell them that today, the rule number three is that the focus is on all the good things your father has done. I don't want to hear any complaints about daddy. I don't want to hear daddy doesn't do this, daddy is strict, daddy is mean, daddy is too hard, because we have 364 days of the year to complain about daddy. So for one day, we're going to focus on all that daddy does right. Another rule in our house is that we recognize that for me, Father's Day is a challenge. Why? Because I come from a family where my biological father left and my stepfather was abusive. So the image of a father isn't always comforting. But we also know that without those fathers, I wouldn't be here. We know that some of our fathers and our families have not lived up to their full potential. Some have caused a lot of hurt and pain. But then I always go back to that rule in my house that we can always find something good in a person. We got all those other days to complain, and so on one day, we are going to find everything right with those people. And our final rule in our house for Father's Day is that I always ask my kids to look around, just to look around and find all the men that have made a difference in their lives. You see, Saints, it's not just their dad that's making a difference. It's their grandparents, their grandfather, their stepfathers, their uncles, their brothers, their teachers, their pastors. The next door neighbor is a man, and he makes a difference in their lives. I say to them, our men do make a difference. Fathers truly are special, Saints. We don't even realize all the special times that we've had with our fathers and our grandfathers and all of our men. You, the men of Glenville New Life Community Church, you have taught many of us what it means to be a true father. You have taught many of us what it means to be a real man. We see many of the men here at Glenville treat women with respect. We see many of the men treat the women here at Glenville with honor and dignity. We see many of the men here at Glenville going above and beyond in their effort and their work, and we also see them willing to admit when they are wrong and when they made a mistake. And like Keon said, we see them in their funny times. They're so funny. We see them strong. We see them humble. We see them being silly and kind and patient and gentle. But I can't say it better than I can show you. Felicia Earle created a DVD for us to watch. And so I'm going to show you what the Glenville of New Life Community of Church have shown us about fathers and men. Let's watch.
Make the world go round.
sometimes we can't really understand how important someone is until we really see it and look back on all the many things that our men, our fathers, our father figures, our grandfathers, our sons, our men have done. You know, Saints, I don't think that we often take the time to recognize just how important our fathers, our men, really are. And it is time to say that men are important, that fathers are important, that our young men are important, and that our boys, who will one day become our future fathers and men, are important. Our fathers have a huge impact on our lives. Have you ever thought about what life would be like without the male part of humanity? Just think about it. No men, no boys, no other gender, no fathers. Only us women here. Only us. Life would be a whole lot different. For one thing, life would be definitely shorter because we would have stopped at Eve. For having a baby would become a bit of a challenge without our male counterparts. And as women, because we are smart, we could probably figure out a way to have children without the men being around. If we did figure out a way to have children without the men, they would all be girls. Because only men carry the Y chromosome that allows us to have boys in the first place. Men change our lives. They make a huge impact on our world. Just think the way things are done. Things would be so different without our men. There would be a whole loss of sports, probably. Football would probably not exist. I don't know. That might be good. Buildings would look different. Our whole electronical system would be different. Transportation, cars, boats, planes, government. Men have definitely changed how humans live in this world. But especially with fathers, it's interesting that in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. God looked at both of them and saw that they were both good. Then God gave them dominion over the earth. Then our Creator told them their next job to do was to become a father and a mother at the same time. At the same time. There is no way that a child can be born on this earth without a contribution from both a father and a mother. No way. Even if a mother decides for whatever reason to have her baby by herself, to raise the baby by herself, the baby still has a father. No matter how we try to get out of it. God created us, and this is what I think is amazing. God created us to be completely dependent on each other as men and women in the area of parenthood. There is no way we can do this without each other. Men and women make life better. Fathers and mothers make life better. Brothers and sisters make life better. Uncles and aunts make life better. We need each other to survive. And since today is Father's Day, we can take a look at the ways in which our fathers impact this world. Saints, because fathers do have an impact. Fathers impact every one of us every single day. The decision, though, for a father is whether his impact is going to be a positive impact or a negative impact. But either which way, they will impact the world. You know, Saints, I didn't realize that it has been proven scientifically, they studied this stuff, that a father who has an active, positive relationship with their child will, and the child's cognitive abilities will improve. That means a father who has a great relationship will help their children develop to be better thinkers. Fathers who have an active, positive relationship with their children help create smart kids. Fathers that help with their children help their children do better in school. They help them develop better psychologically. They help them to develop better social behaviors. You know, Saints, I'll never forget a study that I saw about elephants and elephant poaching. You know how over in Africa, they go over there and they kill the animals, they want the ivory tusk. Well, these poachers came in and they killed all the older male elephants, all the strong fathers. And they left all the female elephants and all the baby elephants, both male and female. And as these baby male elephants grew up and to become teenage elephants or young adult elephant males, guess what happened to them? They became violent. They became destructive, and they also became killers. So what did they do? They decided to go to another country, take some strong, healthy male elephants, and bring them over to this area of the wild where these teen male elephants were not doing so well. They saw immediate improvement. Immediate improvement in the behavior of these teen elephants. Fathers make a difference in how our children behave socially. We can see it right now. Our community is being impacted the most by it, amen? Right now, just like those elephants, many of our strong adult males are not available to us in our communities. They are locked up in jail, disconnected, gone, or whatever has happened to them. And what have we seen? Our young teen males have become violent, destructive, and some have become killers. But saints, that is what's so great, because God has provided all of these wonderful men to make a difference in the lives of others, amen? Now, I said when these elephants lost their fathers, they didn't bring in their fathers back. They brought in strong, healthy males to make a difference in the lives of these elephants, saints. It doesn't have to be your biological father that will make the impact in your life. We need our strong, healthy males that want to make a difference. That is why our ministry, men who excel, as well as young men of arms, are making such a big difference right now. Doesn't have to be your biological father. It has to be a male figure, a man that's willing to step up and say, I am willing to make a difference in your life. Fathers impact our faith. Fathers impact our relationship with God. And our fathers, our men, need to know that you as a father have a direct impact on whether or not our children will have a relationship with God. Didn't know that, did you? You will have a direct impact. They've also studied this, saints. In Switzerland, they did a study just on church attendance, not on your faith, not on how close you were to God, just on if you step in the building on church attendance. And they showed that if a father shows up, just comes in the building, that 33% of his children will come to church if the father just shows up. Check this out. If only the mom goes, but the father never goes, only 2% of the children will go to church. Now, if dad goes, this one tripped me out. Because if dad goes, but mom doesn't show up, I thought it was going to go down. 38% of the children, it goes up even higher if just the dad goes. So moms, maybe we should stay at home and send all the dads to church. Now, ladies, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but I'm just trying to say that our fathers matter when it comes to our faith. That does not mean that we should stop doing all that we're doing as women, as mother. We should keep bringing our children to church. We should keep praying, keep teaching. We need to do everything that we can possible, but we also need to realize the importance of our men, of our fathers, with regard to our children's faith and their church attendance. You know, in Deuteronomy 6:1-2, read this with me. It's in your outline. It says, these are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Saints, when the Israelites were crossing over into Jordan, God gave them specific instructions to teach their children about God. It wasn't just the responsibilities of the women and the mothers. It was the responsibility of the whole community. The whole community. Our Lord went even further in his instructions found in the book of Ephesians. He gave instructions in the book of Ephesians to husbands, to wives, to our young people, and then he clearly gave this instruction to fathers. Read this with me in Ephesians. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Fathers are extremely important. And one of the biggest ways that a father can impact his children and impact the whole world is to have a good relationship with the child's mother. So you need to have this relationship with God and then have this relationship with the mother. And not just a good relationship, a wonderful relationship. Children, we all know, learn the best by watching and observing us. What does it teach a child or a teenager, fathers and mothers? I'm saying this to all of us. What does it teach a child or a teenager when we give each other respect? What does it teach them when we speak to each other with kindness? What does it teach them when we forgive each other and we are faithful to each other and we are honorable to each other and we care about each other's relationship with Christ? What will we teach our children from just that? Saints, how can we best honor our fathers this year, this day? How can we best help our fathers and men this year? We can help them by understanding a few points, just a few points, saints, about what it means to be a father. First of all, fathers and mothers, inherently, just like men and women, we are all equal, but we are not the same. Say that. We are not the same. We are equal but not the same. We all have something very different to offer that is equally needed. Equally needed. Fathers and mothers are equal in their thoughts and should be equally accepted. But guess what? We don't think the same. We don't think the same. Fathers will never, ever, ever think like us mothers. I don't care how hard we try to get them to do so. Fathers will not think like us, and men, mothers will not think like you. Doesn't matter how hard you get us to try to think like you. Saints, what I found amazing, I was reading this book, and it talked about how most fathers, most men, most husbands want to please us as women. They want to please us. They want to please their children. They don't go around thinking, how can I look like a complete idiot in front of my family? They don't go around thinking, how can I just mess this up and make everything bad for everybody? They want to make us proud. They want to do things for us. They want to do things with us. But it's not going to be our way as women. Saints, what I also found out is that most husbands want to be good husbands. Men, trust me, men do not get married thinking, can I make this a bad marriage? They don't get married thinking, I want to be in a horrible situation for the rest of my life. They get married with all these great, wonderful thoughts, just like we do. Men want to be good fathers. Men want to be good fathers. There was another study, because a lot of people think that poor, urban, inner-city fathers who are disconnected from their children don't love their children. But they did a study that found out that those poor, inner-city fathers love their children just as much as any other father. They can't necessarily show it because they don't have the money to buy gifts and bikes and all of that other stuff, but they do love their children, and it hurts them to be disconnected from their children. Our fathers want to have a good relationship with God, amen? It's just that, just like us, we all need help in understanding how to do all these things. We all need some help on some guidance on how to be a good mother, how to be a good father, how to be a good person, how to be a good man or a good woman. You know what our fathers need, ladies? Children, our fathers need our respect. Our fathers need our respect. Now, I know some of you are going to say, you know what? I need respect too. You got to give some respect to get some respect. I already got those. I already know those comments. But our fathers need some respect. You know, I remember when President Barack Obama became president, instead of saying President Barack Obama, they said Mr. Obama. You remember that? And many of us said that they don't respect that he is in the position of president. He is in a position that is to be honored and respected. I don't care if you don't like the guy, he is still the president. In a similar fashion, fathers need to know that we respect the position. We respect that being a father is an honor and a privilege. Being a grandfather is an honor and a privilege, and that it is important to us. Our fathers need to know, ladies and children, that they are needed. That they are needed. We need our men in our lives, and not just for their money or what they can provide for us. We need their wisdom, their advice, their courage, and their protection. Now, I know it's hard for us because we are strong, independent women, and we have a difficulty admitting sometimes that we actually have a need for anybody or somebody. We've done a good job of managing and doing just well without any help all the time, amen? And because we have had to do so much for so long without the help of anyone else, we have taught ourselves sometimes that we don't need a man to do anything. We've done that. But maybe it's time that we stop thinking that way, ladies and children, and start thinking that we need the men in our lives just as much as they need us. Maybe it's time for us to start thinking that life is better with our men. Life is better with our fathers. So fathers need our respect. They need to know that they're needed. Fathers need fulfillment. Amen. Just like we as women, we get up, we work so hard every day, we sacrifice so much, we give and we give and we give until we're empty and we need to be refueled, to be replenished. We need something or someone to invest in us so that we can continue to give to others. Our fathers need the same thing. They need to be fulfilled. They need to do things that enrich them, ladies and children. They need to watch sports sometimes. I don't know why that's fulfilling, but for some guys it is. They need to hang out with the guys and do guy things. They need to roughhouse and play and have fun and be silly. Do you know that it is the fathers that actually spend more time and play with our children than the mothers? Our fathers actually play more with our kids. And sometimes we as mothers, we complain about that. We say, stop playing that wee video game with them and get in here and help me do these dishes. But actually, our children need that. They need that playtime with their dads. So sometimes we can say, go on in there and play with the kids a little longer. Saints, our fathers need our respect. They need to know that they're needed. They need to be fulfilled. And they also need our help. Our help. And that might be hard to think about, but fathers need our help. It's not like back in the day where, you know, fathers had a clearly identified role and mothers had their clearly identified role. We are all working hard these days. Mothers get up and go to work, come home, take care of the kids, and try to find a little part of the day that we can claim for ourselves. Well, fathers do the same thing. They get up for work, they go to work a full long day, they come home, they're taking care of kids, changing pampers, making bottles, doing all that stuff, doing homework, and then they try to find a little part of the day that they can claim as their own. How many of us as ladies, we like it when we get home from work and the house is clean? Do you like that? How many of us like when we get home, dinner is made? We like coming home and the kids' stuff is done. We don't have to do no homework. Guess what? Fathers like that stuff too. Fathers like a little help too. They like to come home and the house is clean. They like to come home and it's a little meal left on the table for them. They like to come home and the kids' stuff is done. And guess what, ladies, even further? They like to come home and somebody went outside and mowed the lawn. They like to come home and the dog has been walked and the snow has been shoveled. They need some help too, saints. Fathers also need our love. Our love. Our love. Fathers need to know that they are forgiven when they've made mistakes. Sometimes we hold grudges against our fathers, our men, for so long it is ridiculous. Our fathers need to know that we are faithful to them, that we are honest with them, that we stand for integrity as their families. We represent them, saints. Our fathers need to know that in loving them, we learn to love like God. You see, saints, sometimes our fathers have made mistakes. Sometimes they haven't gotten all right and done everything. But none of us have. And just like God loved us when we didn't deserve it and God forgave us when we didn't deserve it and God was faithful to us when we didn't deserve it and God was honest with us, especially when we needed, and God has always stood for integrity, we can learn to love like God just by loving our fathers and our men. We also learn a lot about love and loving God by loving our men. You see, sometimes, saints, and I learned this very easily because my father wasn't a part of my life. And it's hard to love somebody that you can't see. Can anybody see God? But we love them, amen. When our fathers aren't there and we love them anyway, it's just like we can learn to love God, learning to love a father that we can't see. We don't often understand our fathers, amen. They do weird things that we don't get. But God does weird things that we don't get and we don't often understand, amen. We learn to love God and learn humbleness. Humbleness by loving our fathers. We also learn a great deal about submission. Submission, this is real hard for us independent ladies. But I learned that to submit means that we honor, that we value, that we respect our men. And they in turn, I learned this with men, the more you honor them, respect them, and value them, the more they respect, value, and honor you. All of our relationships teach us something about God, saints. And as we're moving forward into our next sermon series, we're going to be talking a whole lot about relationships because a lot of us got a whole lot of healing to do. But our relationships, especially with our fathers, teach us something about God. Teach us that we all are trying to draw closer to Jesus. Our relationships all teach us that we are all valued by God. And today, all of our fathers, I say to you, you are valued by God. To all of our men, I say to you, you are valued by God. All of our young men, our boys, you are valued by God, our Creator. And all of us have an impact on each other. None of us can do this without the other. It's just our choice today, saints. Are we going to have a positive impact on each other? Are we going to have a negative impact on each other? Amen. Today, my prayer is, saints, that we all would desire to have the impact that God has had on all of our lives.